I'm John.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm Jason. And this is Digital Divination on the No Direction Network.
All right, and we are back for episode 141 of Digital Divination.
It is a very special episode, but first, I must point out that I am Ron Lundeen, an employee of Wizards of the Coast, and the opinions I express here are mine and not theirs.
Well done. Good to have that out of the way.
Jenny, I often screw that up. I've had to say it dozens and dozens of times, but I usually screw it up.
I'm glad you did it right today. I guess the practice is paying off, finally.
Yeah. Whew.
Jason, you have
I was going to say, Ron, you're saying it's a very special episode because 141 is a palindrome?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, it is.
No, it's because...
No other reason, right? No.
Today is the day that Starfinder 2nd Edition launches officially. And we have with us... Starfinder Creative Manager Jenny Jarzabski. Welcome to the podcast. Hooray!
Hello. Hey, Jenny.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Good to be here. Good to see all of you. Super exciting to hang out as always.
So now we are recording this a little early, but Jenny's going to spill all the news that you'll see if you go to Gen Con today, either in person or virtually. So, Jenny, what is the coolest thing that people will get a chance to see today when Starfinder 2nd Edition launches?
Well, here I am witch warping back into the past to talk to you about this. And, oh, man, it's going to be really hard to come up with the coolest thing because there's so much.
So many things.
Right now, you can head up to the Sagamore Ballroom and you can play Starfinder 2nd Edition, which has just launched and is fully compatible with Pathfinder 2nd Edition, as you all know. Pathfinder 2nd Edition also has some super cool stuff going on there. There's Battle for Hell Knight Hill. So if you want to prep for taking a Starfinder soldier down to maybe, I don't know, maybe they need help down there on Galarian and they call on their, please, GMs, I know, it's funny because in the future I can sense it as GMs are running for me right now. Like, Jenny, no, I'm not putting soldiers in this demo. But maybe they will. You can ask. Because it's possible now.
All kinds of people are running that demo, so I bet you could find someone who's a soft touch.
And I bet that's probably true.
Like Jason.
Just have really big eyes, like, all I want to do is play a soldier. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, you know, if you find Ivis, who is actually one of our awesome designers on staff at Paizo, you can find her running some Hell Knight Hill games, as well as some of our other staff members, and they might be amenable to the mix and match. Maybe. If you sweet talk them. But seriously, folks, you can play, you can try out Starfinder 2nd Edition for the first time. You can try out our Warframe collaboration that we just announced.
Yes,
we've got sneak peeks at that as well. Starfinder X Warframe Operation Arias. You can go play that in the Sagamore. We've also got stores, of course, down in the big booth in the exhibitor hall. Mm-hmm. But the Sagamore has a store as well that has all of the Starfinder 2nd Edition goodies we have releasing, like the core rule book.
If you come up to the Sagamore Ballroom when this is released, I will be at that booth selling this book, and I will put it in your hot little hands.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
And will you sign it as you're doing that, Jason?
Why do you want me to sign it?
Because
you sign Jenny's name in it, Jason.
That's what I'll do.
Now get Jason to forge my name in the book and then
I've been practicing
and then come and collect your autographs. But seriously, this book is available both places. It's so exciting that this is finally real and that I can finally open this book up, and you today can finally open this book up and look at all of these feats that we added in. Let's see, all of the buffs we made to Witch Warper and the stuff we did here. Let's see. I'm just kind of skimming to see if I find like something new, but there are tons. There are some definite like tweaks that happened since the playtest. We obviously did playtest all of these classes. We did make some adjustments, so you will notice that. And you can also come at Gen Con and find us on, I think it's on Saturday. This might need to be edited later, where we will have a Starfinder and Pathfinder rules panel. So you can come and ask us your rules questions. You can ask us how you would, for advice, mixing up your game, adding some Starfinder content into your Pathfinder game, or maybe doing the opposite. How to make your favorite characters from media you love in Pathfinder and Starfinder. You know, whatever you want to come ask, any kind of questions. We will be there. There's several panels Paizo's hosting throughout the weekend. So take a look at that schedule. You'll see myself. You'll see Jason here and other folks on those panels. We always love talking to y'all. So much exciting stuff. But I think the thing that I honestly, I am really, really, really excited. I have to just talk more about this Infinity deck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes. That's
I have been very excited about this since I heard about it.
It's so shiny.
Very shiny.
It's so shiny.
This is a special, there's like a special story behind this, and I don't know if it's ever been told on this podcast, but Jason, do you want to tell the story real quick since I'm showing this off?
I'm not 100% sure what the story is referring to, but is it because we've had this in the chamber for forever? Kind of? Is that the
yeah,
story?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's yeah. the story. I guess we it's can embellish that, it as needed.
It's something that Joe and I wanted to do since first edition, and I think there's a little bit of like hints and seeds in some first edition art about the existence of the Infinity mm-hmm. deck. I think there's like a what is that one? Warlisani?
The Warlisani, the little blue Warlinisi. Lucky people.
The Warlinisi, that's it. The Warlinisi yeah. is a Warlinisi gambler who's holding like a hand of cards, and that's just sort of a like that's sort of we're gonna say if we ever get this made that we're gonna say that cards from the Infinity deck and that we knew in the future. So yeah, so then and now
is it does it games, does it match or no?
I don't remember that what the art looks like or what book it's in, to be perfectly honest.
Just blame Witch Warpers in the gap, you know.
Witch Warper did it.
They did.
And so when Paizo Games sort of became a sort of an official division of the company, Joe came to me and was like, do you want to do the deck again? I think we could do it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we had our ideas. And we started working on the actual games that you can play in that and played them through a couple different times. And, you know, Jenny did some playtesting with us at one point, so I think that's the story. I think that's the whole.
But you're skipping over the coolest part of the product, I think, which is that it is an in-world game that
right.
comes from before the gap, and nobody remembers because of the gap how the game must have been played when it first started. So they've since made up games that you use, and the rules that come with it are the made up rules because they don't know. It'd be like finding a deck of playing cards and they're like, well, there was a Hoyle's Book of Games, but it disappeared in the gap. And so we don't know how to play games. Exactly.
What if the Hoyle's Book of Games never existed, but yet the playing cards still did? What would you do with them? People would make games with them. I mean, they would do all sorts of things, of course, but like that's what people would do. And so we just,
I think that's the coolest thing about the product, right? The in-world connection and the out-of-world games. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Page 240, Starfinder Core Rulebook. You can look at it. It's right there. Infinity Deck, a replica of an artifact that appeared during the gap. This deck of playing cards is used to play countless games. And then you have stats for, you have the price for it. It's just it's a level zero item. It costs 2 credits. I mean, you could find them in loot in some of our adventures. And we have some plans that are not so secret to add to the deck of games that you're able to play. We've got a couple, we've been sneaking those into like various adventure paths and like books that we have coming out that I can't fully talk about yet, but it's okay. Focus on the cool stuff you have, but you've got to stay up on your Starfinder books because you might find new Infinity deck games.
That's
neat. That's really neat.
We very much would love if people went out after they bought this and made their own games and put them up on Starfinder Infinite.
Yeah.
Little PDFs or what have you, and just add to the lore, add to the collection, right? Jenny, I am incredibly excited and just humbled, I would say, that you managed to sneak in the deck as an item in core and just have it be there. It's so nice.
Hey, y'all made it up. Y'all are the ones, you and Joe, who have been trying to make the deck happen forever. I remember y'all talking about it. I remember all those art pieces, like, and cards and gambling has been a big part of Starfinder. I mean, it's a big theme in any kind of media, but definitely like any kind of sci fantasy media, you know, you see a lot of dashing gambling characters and high risk casino heists. So we've got to have it. So it just all kind of came together. And I admit it was a decision that we as the Starfinder team, we were able to make that decision and implement it on the fly, kind of. But it worked out really well, like just talking. And it's like, oh, you know what? We've got to put that. We have to put the item in, obviously. And so we just made sure to like to get it in there, you know, before it went out. And I think and now we're integrating it into future products. So
I just want to clarify for our listeners. So Joe and Jason were part of the Star Chamber that Jason alluded to. They were part of the original
first edition.
Quite original. The first edition team that made Starfinder first edition. They have both since moved on, but were still something they worked on 5, 6, 7 years ago was able to be brought forward by the new team, which I think is kind of a nice connection there.
It's great. Definitely. And like, Jason, I believe you worked on, was it Alien Core? Yeah, you did a lot of development on Alien Core, which we have coming out as well later this year.
Yep. I pitched in on that, so I'm excited to see that when it's done too. Because I haven't even seen the laid out version or anything.
Oh, it exists. You can actually go see it now. Well, Jason can. The rest of you will have to.
No one else can.
No one else can. Well, you will in a couple months. But for now, you'll have to be happy with this player core and all the novel we got for you, Era of the Eclipse by Tim Pratt, Hugo Award-winning novelist. That's going to be it's very good. I've read it several times. I recommend it. Wow. It's in audiobook form. You can also go buy the physical book right now in one of our stores at the exhibit hall in the big booth or up in the Sagamore Ballroom. It's really great. And of course, we have all the goodies, but we do have, speaking of like in-world gaming things, like a real-world in-game crossover, we have one more fun thing like that for those of you who are here in person at Gen Con. Those of you who aren't here in person, you're just going to have to scout social media to find the pictures. But we have, for a limited time only, Drifter's End, which is a spacefaring bar and diner at the Omni Severin Hotel Bar right across from the convention center, everybody. 4 p.m. to midnight every day of the show, every day of Gen Con, Thursday through Sunday. If you come on in, you'll probably find some members of the Starfinder team, maybe members of the community, maybe some aliens and adventurers, and you can order some Starfinder themed cuisine and enjoy the atmosphere. I'm so excited about this, y'all.
I think that's gonna be great.
Are there gonna be any special drinks?
I don't have the menu. The menu will be it'll be a surprise for me, but I have heard that there is a special menu, and there's something called like a cosmic Cosmo, and there may be some other special drinks.
Yes.
Yeah. We have special food as well.
I remember. Well, there's a picture, and I don't 100% know if I can talk about this, but they've made a strawberry machine cake.
Yes.
Wait, like and as a dessert? It is
a strawberry. As a dessert,
I think you should show the image. Right.
Well, I'm going.
If I can find an image,
I'll find it for you.
We can send it to him. But I think it's got little decorative cogs on it, and it's some sort of strawberry.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah,
it looks really cool. It looks tasty, and I think I have enough of my per diem that I should be able to eat at least one of those.
Nice.
Yeah! Here, I'm sending the picture to John right now, so you should be able to get this graphic by the time you see this.
I will show the graphic at this point now, and we'll all get to revel at it.
At this point. And then you can go buy one and eat it.
Insert graphic here.
Oh, it's a real picture. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they've made this. So the hotel staff has been really cool. And I only have dealt with this process on the fringes, but I have been a little bit, I was involved, obviously, doing creative consultation on the menu, which I laugh because that sounds hilarious. And it's fun and awesome that I got to do yes. that. I love it.
it's kind of an old tradition actually to these yeah. sort of weird menus, because like back in when you know pre-pandemic days and stuff like that, when we would get sponsored by, what was that place called? Not Scotty's.
Scotty's, yeah.
No, was it Scotty's? Yep.
Yes, yeah. I remember that yep. Way back in the day.
Me too.
James Sutter being kind of like going into the menu and like this, you know, and picking names for silly foods and like, oh, these are the fried pickles we'll call them goblin spears or whatever.
Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah, I remember.
It's a good tradition that you're now a grand part of.
Well, it's awesome. And you all will get to be part of it too, because you're going to get to eat it. It is. I'm also just so excited because they initially gave us kind of a stock menu of great options. And it was like, here, here's all the things we can make. And, you know, you can rename them and ask for, you know, within reason. And so I was looking at it and I was like, we need a strawberry machine cake, because that's, yeah. you know, we just need to have that. And they didn't have anything that quite fit. So I was like, long shot, but hey, Rue and BJ, can y'all ask if we can get a strawberry machine cake? And I was like, I know I'm being a diva again. I'm asking for too much for this brand, but they're like, all right, we'll ask. And then they asked, and then they sent me that picture. So they did it.
Nice.
And excellent. You can eat it.
Is so, yeah, is Eleanor going to Gen Con by chance? Will she get a chance?
No, Eleanor's not going to Gen Con.
Nah. Oh,
unfortunately. Man, yeah. And it would be too soggy for us to bring it back.
I know.
I want to get it to go for her. Well, we'll have to take a picture of it for her for sure.
Yes.
Unless you could freeze, maybe freeze this slice.
Think?
And it might travel okay-ish.
I wonder if they have, I mean.
Dry ice pack like you would for fresh fish.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
An Oregon transplant?
This sounds
like, we need to arrange a heist, just like you were talking about the classic sort of gambling and casino yeah, heist. Yeah. But the heist is to get a strawberry machine cake back to Eleanor Fair. That's the
yes.
heist.
In fact, we should challenge our listeners to do that.
Listeners, go out and steal a helicopter there will be fly from Indianapolis.
Come up with a creative way to do that. You know,
Digital Divination does not condone helicopter theft.
Yeah, Ron, are you a lawyer?
As a very important disclaimer.
I was waiting for that one. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, if you would like to be involved in the totally not serious, we're kidding, the cake heist, come see us at Gen Con. No, seriously, but if we can find a way to get a piece of strawberry machine cake to Eleanor, I will make sure we do it. But there are other goodies in the works as well when it comes to strawberry machine cake. So stay tuned, everybody. And Eleanor awesome. Will get to benefit from those.
Very good. Very good. Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right. Well, shoot. What else is going to be going on Starfinder related at Gen Con? So you have this Drifter's End. We're talking about, you know, I know there's organized play that's going to be happening. I'm really involved with that.
Yeah, come play in the special. I believe it's on Thursday night is the Thursday Starfinder night. Second Edition special. First one ever. You can come in. New players, welcome. They'll be gaming, of course, in that room all weekend long. They're going to have longer sit-down games for you to play a pre-generated character, like a pre-made or make your own, and get to sit down and spend, like, you know, 3 to 4 hours actually playing a full session. There's also demos, like I mentioned. Both Starfinder and Pathfinder, of course. We got both. We got to have both. Can't have the future without the past, for sure. And you know, the other thing that is super cool, as I teased a bit earlier, is that we have the Warframe adventures. So you can play a demo of that and kind of get a little sense of what's going on there. If you've never played Warframe, because I know a lot of our community, some people are like, yeah, Warframe. And then there's some people that are like, I watched a video of you jump for 2 hours and I have no idea what's happening. What is Warframe? If that's you, getting to play that demo might start to illuminate it more for you in a way that you can really understand, like gaming, playing some tabletop. You'll get to sit down. You'll get to know the pre-made characters who are all iconic characters from the Warframe universe. So you'll get to know them.
The adventure has the pre-generated characters in it. Are those the characters you get to play at the demo? Oh, excellent. Yes. Okay.
Yep. So you're going to get to play, you'll get to get a peek of those characters and you'll get to actually play them at the demo. I believe the demo is just going to be like a grab bag, like maybe an encounter from that adventure. Of course, that adventure has iconic enemies from the Warframe universe, like the Corpus crewmen. There's a lot in common with like Frozen Trove or like the bad Abadar Corp, you know, like the really like greedy or like EJ Corp, because they're that kind of like really evil corporation that they're super automated. They treat people like cogs or things, just like the machines that they employ, you know, and they're greedy and destructive. So you'll fight them, maybe some of their little robots. Again, very Starfinder themed. It works very well. And you've got others too, big Warframe enemies you could encounter. There's the Infested. Lots of Swarm. Again, there could be a Swarm crossover. They're not insectoid like the Swarm. They're more like bestial. So less insect, and they kind of, they're just weird monster looking creatures. And they infest people and planets. So you might encounter them. You might encounter Grineer, who are sort of like an engineered human, like offshoot species. And they have like a lot of like power armor and energy weapons. Don't want to give too many spoilers, but you could, those are common enemies. If you're GMing, you might get you might actually get lucky enough to read the adventure, and actually read, like see the sneak preview of all the goodies. But later, when this PDF drops in a few months, you will get to actually read this little like tabletop role-playing game overview of the Warframe setting, at least their main part of their setting, which I think is one of the coolest things about this, is that that is a place for people to like go and say, okay, if I want to have Warframe in my Starfinder game or my D&D game or whatever, what do I do? Like, what lore do I show my players? Here it is, you know, pass it over. So yeah, come and play that. That is going on right now at the Sagamore Ballroom.
Very cool. Very cool.
If I can ask a quick question about that, I'm curious about this because like a week and a half ago, I had no idea what Warframe even was, right? I hadn't even seen a 2-hour video of somebody jumping. I had less knowledge even than that. But I've since learned about it. You mentioned that one of the foes has power armor. Isn't that kind of the shtick that all the characters have some kind of, it's not power armor. Maybe it's kind of a mini mech suit. That's what the Warframe is a thing you get in. Is that right? And then fight.
Yes. So kind of sort of spoilers, but not super spoilers. That is basically the Warframe itself, or the and also a protoframe is a similar, I'll talk about that in a second. The Warframe is a bioengineered like shell, or it is like kind of it's not so much power armor in terms of you don't don the armor, you don't get inside the mech, you transfer your consciousness into this shell, and you remotely operated. And I won't go on more because further than that does actually get into story spoilers. Warframe has a very interesting story. When you see us play it, it might just look like we're just running around and like clicking things and pixels are exploding. And that is what is happening, to be clear. But there's some really good dialogue trees in this game. Like there's some really good story and some really good lore. So I don't want to spoil too much, but yes, they are, Warframes are basically bioengineered like proxies. So you can look at them as like kind of a small mech, I guess. You're just not physically inside it, you are. Yeah.
Well, it's sounding even cooler, so cool. Actually. So
yeah, I mean,
It's cool. And I hope no one gets mad. That is like, I think that is a slight spoiler, but it doesn't spoil the greater explanation for what that is and why, and all the history behind it in the story. So hopefully I didn't ruin anything, but yes, it is very cool. It is also, I was so excited about the Warframe crossover in particular, because So I'm a casual player, but I have been playing Warframe for several years, off and on. It's actually a game that I played with my friend, who is also my boss, Thurston Hillman, the associate publisher at Paizo. He and I have played that game off and on, like just for funsies with other friends. And I've played it with, you know, just various online gaming friends as well. So that was pretty surreal to me that we really at Paizo, that part of my job that I get paid for was to work on a crossover for that, for the game I was already working on that I never expected to like live in that same reality. So I was like, whoa. So that's really cool. But I also just, it's such a good match for Starfinder. There's actually a thing I wrote for Alien Corps. This isn't a player core spoiler, but I'm mad with power, so we'll just do this. there's a group of creatures in Alien Corps. They're called remote war machines. And they are like, they're not mechs because we're not there yet. We want mech rules, and it's going to come, and it's going to come around when starship, you know, tactical starship combat's ready. Don't worry. We're going to get there, guys. But before that, we do want to have the idea of like, well, what if you have like kind of a drone, like, but more than just like a little drone that goes and records, like you can send out a battle drone or a proxy. And I was inspired by Warframe is one of, not the only media that inspired me, but it is one of the major sources of inspiration for that. And they started in this game in Starfinder as well as a weird biotech thing that I will not spoil this, but you can find the spoilers in Alien Corps if you are a GM or that kind of person who just, you're the witch warper that needs to know everything, right? But it's just so cool because it's like, this is perfect. We already have the rules for this happening like naturally in the game, and the themes are so similar. So the fact that Digital Extremes wanted to work with us and accepted, you know, kind of our wild our shooting our shot, like, hey, let's work together, and that they did so and that it's going so well so far is just really great.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that if it goes well and I guess, you know, sells well and stuff, there'll be more.
I hope so. I would love it.
Yeah.
You'll have to buy it by the PDF. It's like, I think it's like $8.99. It's not that much money.
If you want to see more of this kind of crossover thing, give us your money about it.
Give us your money. Speaking of the corporations.
Show that you support it by buying it.
Yes.
And encourage your Warframe playing friends who might not play Starfinder to buy it anyway, because that becomes the whole untapped group that can really take off and then be able to see more of it, I think. So
will this be
exactly
part of a Starfinder subscription of some sort? I know the whole store is changing, but is this going to be part of like accessories or special things or whatever that if you subscribe to that, you automatically get it as part of that?
I don't want to lie to you. I think that if it was a subscription, it would probably be like the digital adventures subscription, if there is one, like with the organized play adventures, because it's in that same category. Like it is, to be clear, it's about that. Well, it's a little longer because it has the lore, a bit of a lore dump at the beginning. It's a short lore dump, but it's a really good lore dump. And then there's the pregens, and most, you know, society scenarios presume that you have access to the pregems on our the pregems and the holograms on the website, and or that you make your own character. But this little scenario, like I said, it's about scenario length, but it's got those extra goodies. So I don't know if it's part of the subscription, but look for it on paizo.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would imagine that they would roll it. They would encourage people to subscribe to something like that so that they would get it and other one-shot type of things. Because one-shots have been part of subscriptions. So hopefully. Anyway, check it out. The store is changing. We've been told that already. And so how you subscribe to stuff. And so this is another thing that people should take a look at.
Cool. Can I ask a Gen Con question? I don't know if this is a thing people can go look at right now. Sometimes I've noticed in past Gen Cons where Paizo will have a whole bunch of stuff for sale, but they'll also have like this, like a locked glass cabinet with like, here's preview copies of some things that are coming, but you can't quite see them yet. Is there anything like that people can see at the Paizo booth? Is there like a, is it like maybe a copy of the Alien Core up like that, but only one to show off that it's coming or anything like that? Do you know of?
I'm not sure exactly which goodies the warehouse goblins have selected, but I know there will probably be a special display case. And I have heard some rumors of things like custom 3D printed and painted minis from our Titan Forge partnership that I know our associate publisher has been working so hard to print and paint himself. That is the kind of service that you're getting, folks, is these hand painted minis you can just gaze upon. So there'll be those. I'm sure there will be some special books that are like maybe an Alien Core. I know it exists. So if I can, I'm helping to set up the booth. So I will see if nothing else, if I can sneak that in. I also know that if you're a fan of Prisma, you can come back and meet Prisma again at our booth this year.
Ah, that's right. The actual physical Prisma.
Yep. We have a glorious, like, 3-foot statue of a Skittermander, like a life size. Wow. Yeah, she's big. She's life size. She might be bigger than that. She's like, I don't know her exact dimensions, but she's a very large Skittermander with fur and outfits and accessories. And Rachel and I will be dressing her up before the
Changing
show.
Every day, right?
I don't know. I don't want to promise that, but maybe. So you can come and meet Prisma and see what she's wearing for the day.
At the very least, she'll get an extra button every day.
Oh yeah,
she will get buttons every day.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can get those too. Of course, you got to come get your buttons and get your picture with Prisma.
This is far too late. It's a question for Jane. It's a question for. Let's put it out to the whole group, and it'll be far too late for anyone to actually act upon it. But if you would want to see any sort of like iconic or alien from the Starfinder extended universe as cosplay. Like, who or what would you, like, be most excited to see someone, like, striding up to the booth, dressed full Navasi or what have you?
Dang.
Obaziah. Just a huge vest cosplay.
Oh, my God.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. Okay, that would be exciting and intimidating.
Yeah, yes. I know that Jenny has a picture with somebody who's cosplaying Raya. So I know there's a Raya out there already.
Oh, yeah.
But Obaziah, she would be, because how tall she is. I mean,
right?
That would be a really cool one to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about creatures or NPCs or enemies, though? And we're thinking iconic.
You could do a
Zo. Zo would be cool.
Zo would be fun.
Zo would be fun for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could do like it wouldn't be too difficult to do a Nihili cosplay, you know, it's undead in a spacesuit that's all exploded out and skull head in there, you know, I think that would be feasible as compared to, say, being a member of the Swarm or something, right? Like that's
right.
Oh, that would be hard.
too difficult.
It would be fun. Yeah. That's one thing, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Starfinder cosplay. It would be neat to see kind of more of that at Gen Con. I've seen quite a bit of Pathfinder.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I asked the question because Gen Con is the most likely place we'll see any kind of cosplay come up to the booth, right?
Well, if you'd come up with this idea months and months ago, which it's now way too late, especially because now is the first day of Gen Con, but even when we recorded this, it's much too late. We did Jenny, we all enjoyed a cosmic birthday that you wrote, that Jason ran for us. It was a lot of fun, but cosplaying as our characters in a cosmic birthday, and I say that because I was a human, and so it would be the easiest.
It'd be easy. So you always have that option. Yeah, you can be a human.
You'd have to get Violet context because you were playing an Aslanti.
That's true.
An Aslanti human who decided that was just the way their whole society was going was just not for him. He needed to go help people. Defected basically to Absalom Station. And then, as you well know, Jenny, it was just one darn thing after another.
I know it. It is. It really is.
That's adventures for you.
Yep, Starfighter Second Edition. One thing after another. And then Octurn blew up. Oh, and then there was a god that came out of it. Oh, snap. What next? Uh-oh.
Well, especially the twist at the end. That really shocked me. So,
I don't know. It was
good. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Let's not spoil
it. I'm not going to say anything.
We don't want to spoil it.
Listening.
I know. But very twisty. Very twisty.
Well, I enjoyed writing that one. And if you do enjoy adventures that I write, there is another one as well that you can get at Gen Con, which is Murder in Metal City. That is the box set. That is our deluxe adventure is what we're calling it, because this is kind of like a new thing for Paizo. Other companies do this as already were doing this, but we I have one that I can show you. So I have to. Wow. It was upside down. Anyway, so you can see that it's like it's in a box. So it's not just a book, but so like a beginner box. However, this isn't intended to be a beginner box that teaches the game to like new players as a demo demo sampler. It's supposed to be it's first level. So new players can play with it, but it is intended to be more of a deluxe bespoke experience with all of these materials. Like, not only do we have the maps and pre-gens and all the kind of thing you would expect to find in that sort of a box, adventure box, but we have like item cards and NPC cards, for example. There's other references like handouts for the players. There's a tracker to help the GM because this is a murder mystery, as the title might tell you. Murder in Metal City, and this android detective, like, obviously they're going to solve a mystery. And if you've run a mystery, you know it can be kind of confusing and a lot of effort as a GM to keep track of everything. Like, do they know about this conspiracy? Do they have this evidence? Did they find this clue? Have they met this NPC and what happened? But there is some help for you as a GM. So check out this box, and I wrote the adventure, so it should be pretty good. Yeah. If you like that sort of thing.
Jason will be running this adventure for our crew, and we have a big question for you. Is there a foundry package for this? Do you know?
Yes, there is a foundry package for this. There should be a foundry. I do not know if it is currently ready. I know that our Foundry second edition virtual tabletop in general, I believe they're calling it Anomaly because it's like a patch on top of second edition to work with it. It's going to be ready. It's not quite ready yet. It's going to be ready as of this recording in probably like another week or so. They're aiming for probably by the end of August. So there should very soon, if not already, you will have support for Murder in Metal City as well on Foundry.
Good. That'll work. That'll work.
I'm excited for all the
Go ahead.
I'll talk to once there. Ron, you go.
I will. I'm excited for all the physical components of it. I think I'm likely to run Murder in Metal City in person around a table. I had kind of a roller coaster hearing all the things about Murder in Metal City. When I first heard about it, I'm like, that's fantastic. That sounds like a noir murder mystery. That sounds great. And my excitement went up. And then I heard, oh, it's level one only. I'm like, I kind of hoped it would be longer. My excitement went down a little bit. And then I heard all the bells and whistles that are in it, all the cards and trackers and stuff. And then my excitement went right back up again. So I am excited. I've already been riding a roller coaster of emotions about Murder in Metal City. I am very, very excited to be able to get the physical product.
The twist and turns of the mystery, too.
Yeah, you still have that roller coaster coming up. And this is definitely, I think, a bit of a test case for us. If this is something that folks really enjoy, and again, like, you know, you show us that you buy it, you like this this sort of thing, it is something that we could consider doing more of in the future, and maybe with higher level or with a bigger level range. But, you know, for this one, we just really wanted to focus in on this new edition of An Adventure's Out. I know. I'm with you. I'm ready to like level the character up. I'm like, we can skip level one, right? Like, we don't have to do that, do we? But you know, a lot of parties we found, you know, a lot of people play at level one and lower levels. So we just want to bring people on board. But it is still, for you higher level folks, it is still a pretty fun ride. And there is a lot going on. There's combat, mystery, intrigue. You get to go to a robot casino. It's pretty cool. So check
it out. And this will be available for sale at Gen Con?
Yes, at Gen Con and on Paizo.com.
Yeah. Come give us your money.
One of the things I want to say is when Starfinder First Edition was released 7 years ago, 8 years ago now, 7 years ago, 7 years ago, it sold out at Gen Con. Yeah, the core book, everything. It was gone. So if you're interested in any of these things that are being released at Gen Con, you better get in line and get those things right away because it could all be gone. Go and buy
it. And if that line at the main booth is too long, come up to the Sagamore booth.
Sagamore, yeah. If you're hanging out there anyway, see Jason.
Where Jason will sign anybody's name on anything.
He'll sign anybody's name.
I'll sign anything on anyone.
Oh.
All right. But yes, you definitely want to get in line and get your book because I also remember the year of Starfinder First Edition and there was a line already. It was, 9 a.m. The booth opened. I remember there was a line that was going down the hallway because they had opened a second kiosk upstairs. And this year there is a kiosk. Like there is now two stores, but still be ready. Get there early. Grab your stuff.
Yes. And check with your friends before you do, because that I was in that line when it sold out. And I called a friend of mine who I was going to play the next game with. And I said, Joshua, hey, I'm running a little late because this line's long. I'm picking up a copy of Starfinder. He's like, great. Hey, can you pick me up a copy? And I look down at the one copy that's in my hand and I look over at the table and see the last of them getting pulled by fans who are buying the last one. I look back at the one in my hand and said, Joshua, I will get you a copy of this book. And it was like 2 months before I got my own copy because I gave that one to my friend.
Oh, so that was nice.
Don't prepare for that, everybody. Check with your friends. Get extra copies just in case.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, sounds great. I support this.
Well, Jenny, any last parting things for us? We really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me. I just want to say, come and see us again. You'll find me and Jason and other people who would love to talk Starfinder Second Edition or say hi, talk about Pathfinder. Come and see us at the Sagamore Ballroom. You can come see us at the Omni Bar at Drifter's End, and you can come see us, of course, at the booth. Be prepped for those long lines, but hey, we're all in this together, and I'm just so excited that you are hopefully gonna go grab Starfinder Second Edition and play it with your group. So it's just I don't know, there's just so much exciting stuff to talk about. I hope I didn't leave anything out, but you just have to come to the booth and load up all the goodies. And
very cool. Very cool.
Excellent.
That's so, Jenny,
if there's anything else, maybe we'll have you back on again. I can volunteer.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm John.
And I'm Ron.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Jason. And I'll sign anything. This has been Digital Divination.
All right.